Ladies and gentlemen, we are back at you live. You were supposed to be somewhere else, but you're not. You're here.
That has nothing to do with this episode.
It doesn't. This is Def. this is Def Leppard. That's just on it, yeah, for future reference. Yeah. And you remember, what time period was it? Although it happens to you more than just once, I feel like. Happens to you all the time. We're not here to talk about your life. We're here to talk about Def Leppard and Signature. Is it their signature song?
I think so.
Maybe, yeah.
Well, they have Rock of Ages, but I like this
ages.
One
better. Yeah.
I think it's probably their main song.
It's not my favorite band, but it's better than Kiss.
It's way better than Kiss. It is a band.
It's a band, and it's better than Kiss, it has music.
Checks some of the boxes.
Yeah, for like the criteria for our podcast, although we don't really have any.
We don't have any, because we did also Kiss. So.
We also did Kiss, and also not songs. Just rambling about other things.
Just rambling about.
But no more, though, right? We're not doing any more rambling, right? Talked about that earlier, right? We're going to do nice and clean,
said
right?
That, but then I don't know if I necessarily agreed with it.
Oh, you didn't agree with that? Okay. For my part,
banter is what people click on. They want the banter.
Banter. Like you put her in a band.
Yeah.
Don't even know shit.
No idea.
Yeah. Okay, well, you can do the banter. I'm just going to go in like clean.
Clean,
efficient,
music
effective, music only, no more detours.
Well, we are back at our old spot where we used to do all of our bits, so let's make
yeah,
it like
not all
bit.
Of them, actually. We did only like one or two here at this very spot.
Yeah, but like in the
same area.
In the general
forest
that we used to be in where we started.
Yeah, but the audience doesn't care about that.
Well, they don't care about how I used to have a date until right now.
I didn't even say it was a date. I just said you were going to be somewhere else.
Wow. Anyway, it's Pour Some Sugar on Me by Def Leppard.
Yeah, you were probably hoping let's pour some sugar on you. But instead, she did something else. Let me just cancel. Hey, Def Leppard, right?
Step inside,
walk this way, you and me, babe. Hey, hey, hey. Use my elbow. I got you.
Inside, walk this way, you and me, babe. Hey, hey. All right, so step inside.
In his house, I guess.
Yeah, walk this way, like Run DMC.
Yeah.
You and me, babe. You and me are walking this
yeah,
way.
Yeah, they're going to go somewhere. Not in a certain way. Not going to walk this way and then a certain way. Like,
into a room.
Into a room.
Probably
like
the bedroom.
This direction. Yeah, that makes the most sense. Yeah.
All right. Love is like a bomb. Baby, come on, get it on. Love is like a bomb. Yeah. Of all the things love is like.
Is it really like a bomb?
I don't know.
It explodes, I guess, at some point. Yeah.
Shrapnel everywhere. Yeah. I don't know if it's the analogy, but all right, come on, get it on. Like, get it on, I guess.
Just like a bomb also gets it on.
A bomb gets it on.
Yeah, that's what they always say. The bomb gets it on.
Bomb gets it on. Yeah. I've heard that. Living like a lover with a radar phone, looking like a tramp, like a video vamp. What is a radar phone? What is a radar? It's like a...
Radar is where you can detect things.
But how?
With a...
Beacons
with the radar technology.
Yeah, but how does that work?
But it's more like for submarines and stuff. Like you can see.
I think of it more for like planes. But yeah, I guess...
Yeah, radar is...
Goes like bloop, bloop.
Yeah, bloop. And then...
It's got the beeps and the sweeps.
You can see... Yeah, but do we have to like... Like, I don't know how this phone works. I mean... Doesn't mean I don't know what it is.
Well, then how do we know it's not a radar phone?
Well, because it doesn't have like the radar function on it.
Oh, maybe we just have like
a yeah. But what does it have to do with anything? So
because they're living like a lover with a radar phone. I don't know. How do you live like something that doesn't exist?
Nah. So individually, they live like a lover with a radar phone, where they can track each other's love.
But they don't look like that. They look like a tramp.
Oh,
like a video vamp.
Both of them.
Yeah.
Because he also looked kind of dressed like a.
He dressed like a tramp.
Like a tramp.
But what is a video vamp?
Someone who's, you know, in a,
like a
vamp.
Like a vampire.
Vampire. Yeah, vampire. I didn't even know. So they're both looking like tramps. I think that's probably true. I mean, the way they looked.
Yeah, pretty trampy.
Pretty, yeah, trampy. But also like a video vamp.
They have like a tramp stamp.
Yeah, and then, but they, yeah. Oh,
so like a video, a vampire that was caught on video? Or something?
Or maybe a movie, like someone that plays one in movies.
So like an actor who portrays a vampire. That's what they look like.
Yeah. While, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Demolition Woman, Can I Be Your Man? What?
Razzle and a Dazzle.
A Flash, a Little Light. I didn't know he said that.
Television Lover.
Baby Go All Night.
Okay, we're introduced to a lot of weird concepts here. Mm. What is it? She's a Demolition Woman?
Demolition Man is a good movie, so that's just Stallone.
Yeah, but that was probably after this song.
Yeah, maybe that's what they got for. Demolition Woman, so you think, Can I Be Your Man? Why is she a demolition woman? She destroys.
Maybe she does like demolition, like derbies and stuff, you know, like those trucks.
Yeah, they like to listen maybe to Def Leppard.
Yeah, there's some overlap there. That's the same. So maybe she drives those like big trucks.
All right. Monster trucks.
Monster trucks.
All right. Can I be, and he wants to be her man.
Yeah.
Razzle and a
But
dazzle.
You're already in fucking bed together, and you have the radar off, so you don't even need to know. You already know. You have the radar phone connection.
If you have a radar phone connection, then you're already
You're already her man.
Yeah.
You're way past that point.
You're way
and
past.
And she's also in your bed now, right? That's
the whole point.
Yeah.
They're loving like bombs do.
Yeah.
Like getting exactly. A razzle and a dazzle and a flash a little light. Razzle and a dazzle.
Yeah, you flash a tiny little light, you know, those tiny flashlights.
Those mini flashlights.
You've seen those? Yeah, you flash it, right?
All right. Television lover, baby, go all night. What is a television lover?
Someone that really loves, like, television. Like, watches all the soaps, like, just all day the TV
just
is on.
Just obsessed with
She really, She really loves the medium of, like, television.
Yeah,
or is she a lover on television? Like,
I don't know. She's like an actress in a soap opera who portrays a lover.
I don't really know what a television lover is, or a demolition woman, or a video vamp.
No.
Yeah. So it's hard to form like
a coherent
an image of
picture of this woman
of her or anything else really.
But then sometime, anytime, sugar me sweet, little miss innocent, sugar me. What is
that like sugar or herb? Like
sugar me.
Bear me, you know, hey.
Bear me.
Sugar me. What the fuck? What do you mean?
I've never heard anybody say
sometime,
sugar me.
Sometime, but also anytime. Sugar me sweet. That's not a sentence.
No.
A correct one, at least.
No.
Sugar me sweet.
It shouldn't be a sentence.
Sugar me sweet.
Sugar me sweet.
Little Miss Innocent. She doesn't look like that innocent. A vamp is usually not that innocent.
A
demolition woman is also not innocent.
No, innocent
and a tramp also. And a television lover. Those are not innocent women usually. But she's Little Miss Innocent. Sugar me, yeah. And then.
So come on, take a bottle, shake it up.
A bottle of sugar?
Sugar
really in
the
bottle? Have you ever seen a bottle of sugar? I haven't.
No.
Break the bubble.
Well, I just thought it was break the bottle.
Break the bubble, because there's a bubble.
What?
At the top of the bottle, right? There's a bubble that prevents the sugar from pouring out of the sugar bottle, right? You know, because sugar.
The bubble.
Yeah, like the bubble that forms because
it's
a liquid, right? Sugar is also a liquid, so you have bubbles forming.
Gotcha.
And then you have to break the bubble.
Break the bubble.
So break the bubble up. So you break it in two parts.
Into two
smaller bubbles.
Or maybe three or four smaller.
Yeah.
Either way, you're breaking the bubble.
You're breaking the bubble up, but you don't get rid of it.
No,
you still have a couple of small
bubbles.
Yeah, but just enough so that the sugar in a bottle can pour out, right?
Because he wants, that's the next thing, he wants pour some sugar on me.
So she has to pour some sugar on him.
In the name of love.
That's, and then lick it off or something? Or is this, that's it?
He just wants to be covered in sugar.
Like he's got to make some mess. Yeah. It gets sticky in your bed. Yeah. Why? So what? Why? Why would? Why does he want sugar on him?
Well, there's a backstory.
All right.
He has a quote.
Nice.
He got the name of the song. He was sitting in a basement in a London flat, and he asked Mutt Lang, who I think is also a member of the band, for some sugar to put in his tea. In return, he was asked, "Did he want one lump or two?" And he said, "I don't care. Just pour some sugar on me." And the name stuck.
But why? That's not what that is, though. That's you pour some sugar, like in my tea. But they thought, oh, pour some sugar on me, make sure you write it down. And then they wrote the whole song around that one line, yeah. Pour some sugar on me, and the rest, they made it all up. So that's the only thing. That's the only thing that happened.
Yeah.
Pour some sugar on me, come fire me up. You don't fire someone up with sugar.
Fire me up. I can't get enough.
So he just says he has to keep... Keep pouring.
She's out. The bottle runs out.
Yeah, but the bottle. Bottle
break
yeah.
The bubble again.
How much? But what's going to happen after, though? I don't think it's going to get any clearer, right? It's not going to get resolved.
No, yeah. They even say in the bridge, do you take sugar, one lump or two?
they find it so, it was such a pivotal moment in their life that they had to eternalize it in their song. You take one lump or two. It's like the most mundane experience. Yeah, here, you want another scoop? Here.
British person, too.
Here, you want one or two? I don't know. Just, you know, whatever.
Lay it on
me,
brother.
Lay it on me. Okay. Oh, we got to use it in a song. And then that became their signature song.
Signature.
And then they have to sing it in an entire stadium. Pour some sugar on me.
In the name of love.
In the name of love. And then... Yeah, like, I just always wonder, like, do they believe in it themselves? Or do they think, wow, we really... got away with one here.
Yeah.
Or do they actually, because they know the backstory. They know how ridiculous
it
is.
And they told everybody the backstory.
And then they told everybody, and then, it became like their biggest hit.
Oh.
And then you have thousands of people singing along. With,
nobody really knows
about your, if you had one scoop or two scoops of sugar in your fucking tea, who gives a fucking shit? It could not be more mundane than that. But hey, Def Leppard, also what a weird name.
It's
a deaf leopard?
What is that? Why did the leopard go deaf?
I don't know. Are they deaf leopard? Like,
are they definitely a leopard, maybe? It's like deaf.
Oh, deaf. Most deaf. Most deaf. No, it's just a deaf leopard.
Yeah, but it's D-E-F.
Maybe, like, I wish, like, a like the leopard probably wish it was deaf. It had to listen to the leopard, right? But, yeah, I don't know what the backstory is for that. We didn't look into it, so we're not going to...
We're not gonna do it either. No, you guys
can. Yeah,
it's probably stupid though.
Yeah, it's probably or it makes a lot of sense.
Maybe it makes a lot of sense.
Maybe yeah, and then also it explains like the sugar, like everything makes sense.
Everything goes
also
together.
All the other songs we've done. Turns out we were the idiots. Everything makes sense then.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, but anyway. Stay tuned.
You can pour some sugar on us in the form of Patreon.
Yeah, donations. That would yeah, that would be nice.
Sugar us sweet.
Sugar us sweet. With some of that sweet cash.
Yeah, I could see that.
But
you could
probably
look
not going to happen, though. I thought we weren't going to do that anymore.
I just did it, so. Do you guys want to follow?
Yeah, that's it.